Greenstone. What's in a flag? That is the question Greenstone's municipal council faced at their regular meeting on March 11, where they heard a deputation from the Association des Francophones du Nord-Ouest de l'Ontario, AFNOO, regarding the removal of the Franco-Ontarian flag from community flagpoles. Sylvie Payeur, Anne-Marie Galineau, and Vincent Nadin were there to speak on behalf of AFNOO and Greenstone's Francophone community. All three representatives reiterated the fact that the Francophone community was in shock and disbelief at Council's approval of the motion to remove their flag. We were no longer able to see our flag as a symbol of inclusion and our existence in the community, Payeur said. The decision to eliminate the Franco-Ontarian flag from all municipal properties to do justice and make room for Aboriginal communities is contradictory to the idea of inclusion that the municipality is trying to achieve. While justice must be done for Aboriginal communities, we must not adopt strategies that will cause division between the three founding nations. She added that neither the Francophone nor First Nations communities were consulted about the motion and their goal is to find an equitable solution for all three parties involved, including Anglophones. Removing a flag from one community is not equal to representing another community. It is recommended by the Francophones that all three founding people, First Nations, Francophones, and Anglophones, be represented in a manner that is appropriate to their needs, she said. Although Greenstone's council could not make an immediate decision in favor or against reinstating the Franco-Ontarian flag, Mayor James McPherson and Chief Administrative Officer Mark Wright assured Payeur, Galineau, and Nadin that further discussions will be had about the matter. Near the end of the meeting, Cown. Vicky Budge proceeded with a notice of motion to reconsider the resolution that was passed to remove the flag. The motion is set to be discussed at the regular council meeting on April 8. Wright promised to keep the representatives from AFNOO updated about the process.